Welcome back to the Ladylike Chatter. I am Akansha.
And I'm Madison.
We really hoped you enjoyed our last episode, and if you're new here, go check it out. We did a little Q&A so you can get to know us better, and just like things that we wanted to do with the TLC. It's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Simplecast.
Yeah, no, we absolutely loved all of the feedback. It was so helpful, and I just want to like take a moment to thank every one of our friends and for listening and supporting us and just being helpful with like all the feedback. This is so exciting.
Yeah, and we really want this podcast to be a safe space to talk about you, what you guys want to talk about. So like, please let us know through our email and DM us just on things that you want us to talk about.
Yeah, no, we're like completely open to suggestions about topics, ideas, thoughts, feelings. Again, everything is kept anonymous that you send us. And then, yeah, we love how supportive everyone has been. It's like a breath of fresh air. Like, I was so nervous and anxious last week. And then after we, like, aired, there has been, like, a weight lifted off my shoulders. And just hearing everyone's, like, thoughts and feelings, it's been so nice. But, Akansha, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. It was 4th of July. It's also, like, my brother's birthday weekend, so we kind of just did, like, a little combined celebration. We didn't actually hang out on 4th of July. We did it on, like, Friday, but it was actually loads of fun because it was just, like, in our backyard, my brothers, their wives, my cousin, Ayush, or my boyfriend. We were all just together, my parents, just playing with fireworks and just eating lots of good food. So it was a really good weekend. What about you? What did you do?
Yeah, so my 4th of July was good. It really felt weird this year. I don't know. Like, I was talking to my mom about it, and I was just like, this 4th of July just doesn't feel like 4th of July. Like, I'm so used to, like, doing something and it wasn't the same. Like, we really didn't have fireworks. Like, we had some in our backyard, but, like, not, like, you know, the big show. And I just, like, everyone kept, like, a distance. Like, I went to the beach, and it honestly was not crowded at all. I was shocked.
But that's, like, one thing I'm very jealous of. It's just the fact that you're so close to, like, an actual beach. We have, like, Lake Michigan, which kind of is a beach, but right now everything's shut down. Like, our mayor is like, we don't want to open it up. So we actually had no, like, big major fireworks. And another thing, fireworks is technically illegal in Illinois. Like, you cannot purchase them here. So, yeah, so only, like, big corporate places can pretty much put on a show. But Indiana, which is probably like an hour drive from here, it's legal there. So a ton of people actually just drove down to Indiana and bought fireworks and was just doing them in their backyard. And it was just so interesting because usually it's like this big, like, each, you know, suburb does their own show. But it was like, I'm just in my backyard and I see like 20 shows going on at once. And that was like the first time that's ever happened. So it was definitely a really interesting July 4th. And like, my parents were actually like, it feels like we're in India when like Diwali, which is like our new year, we do a ton of fireworks there. And they were like, it's almost like we're in India and everyone's doing fireworks in their front yards together. Like, it was probably not the best social distancing. I don't know. For us, we were just in our backyard, but it was really cool to see how people were coming together to still celebrate.
Now I'm thinking about it, fireworks are actually illegal in North Carolina too. So people drive to South Carolina and will buy all their fireworks there. I completely forgot about that. But it was just different because I guess with living in like a beach town, you're so used to like, you know, everyone's out at the beach, everyone's on their boat, you have like flotillas, you have fireworks, shows, tourists, and it was actually pretty quiet, which I'm happy about because one, traffic. I don't like traffic. And it just makes it, you know, it makes me feel better because then I'm like, we don't have to worry about people coming in. And, you know, just with everything going on, I feel like a little safer.
Yeah.
But other than that, weekend was good. Relaxing weekend and just kind of, you know, took time to myself. But actually this weekend, and it's really interesting, I was scrolling on social media. And I came across an Instagram post, and I sent it to you, actually. Mm-hmm. And it was Olivia Culpo, and I love her. And she's so open about her mental health and all of her struggles on social media. And she kind of posted this thing, and it was like, she started writing down 5 to 10 things that she was grateful for every morning, and she was feeling really down, and she had anxiety. She couldn't pinpoint. So she's like, I'm just going to try doing this. And she said, everyone needs to try this. Like, focus on what you're grateful for. She's like, you can write down the good, the bad, the ugly. I don't know.
Yeah. I actually, like, when you sent me this, I loved it. Like, I think it's such a great way to just kind of disconnect for a little while, like, especially starting your day. And just, you know, taking a break from looking at what's going on and focusing on yourself in the morning, I think that's very important. So when you sent that to me, I was like, this is amazing. Like, why didn't I think of it?
Yeah, no, same. And like, I always am like, oh, like, I should write down, like, things that make me happy. Like, that's always, like, my New Year's resolution. It's like, I'm going to start writing down things that make me happy. I'm going to start doing this, this, and this. And I always forget to do it. Mm-hmm. And I love, like, Olivia Culpo. She's so positive about, like, she's one of those, like, Instagram, I would call her an influencer, that, you know, really isn't afraid to, like, be vulnerable and be like, yeah, you know what, this is going on in my life. Like, she'll post, like one that always really stuck out to me is she posted a photo of herself, like, five, like, at the time it was, like, she posted 6 months ago, and then, today when she posted it. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, 6 months ago, I was, like, smoking cigarettes, I was drinking a lot, I was staying up late, like, I wasn't in the best mental health, like, I weighed, like, 15 pounds less. Like, she's very good about being like, you know what, that is not healthy, and that is not what I want to be, and look at me today. Like, I feel so much better. I changed my life around. Like, I'm truly in this positive mindset, which, yeah, I think that's really cool.
No, yeah, totally. I really think it's, like, really great to see people who, like, are influencers and actually, like, highlighting the negatives of, like, being so, like, I don't know, involved with, like, the trends or, like, trying to impress people. Like, I appreciate people being very vulnerable about their actual personal feelings and mental health, too.
No, same. I mean, like, you have to appreciate people who are like that, because they're posting to millions of followers how they feel, mm-hmm, how they, you know, and, like, they're taking the opportunity to be vulnerable with us when they really don't have to. Like, they really, really don't have to, because it's, like, people are mean. Yeah. that's a lot. I don't know.
No, yeah. So, there's so many trolls on the internet. It's so stressful.
No, I don't think I could handle fame. Like, I, yeah, crops... Props to, you know, the Kardashians and everyone out there who is able to handle fame. And, you know, I love this challenge. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm actually going to start doing it. I really actually want to challenge everyone listening, you know, take a step back this week and, you know, disconnect and, you know, write down, you know, 5-10 things that make you feel good or that you don't like or makes you upset, or it could be something simple as, like, I need to do the dishes today, or I need to clean my room, or, like, I am I don't know, just, like, something easy. Something.
Yeah, just journal. Like, I agree. I want to do it, too. I know we both talked about this, so I think, mm-hmm, we're both going to do this challenge, and really just, even if it turns into, like, a journaling session where you're just talking about, yeah, like, it's also 6 months, like, through the year, just kind of reflecting on, like, did you follow through with your New Year's resolutions, or, you know, just anything that is on your mind? Just, I think that's, like, very important to just kind of think about that stuff once in a while.
No, I do too. So we're recording this, for everyone listening, we're recording this on Monday, and we're going to do this challenge until next Wednesday. And you know what? We might even continue this, yeah, just for our mental sanity.
Yeah.
So,
like, I'm probably going to keep doing it.
So we'll just check back with everyone, and, you know, if anyone partakes in this, please reach out to us and let us know your thoughts and, like, how you felt after trying this. I love to hear feedback, so.
Me too. Yeah. I want to see how everyone feels and, like, also how we feel. Like, I definitely, yeah, exactly, want to see how this affects our mental health.
Yeah, no, I think it's important to take a step back also, which kind of brings us to today's topic, we're talking about social media, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and disconnecting. So we actually, oh my gosh, and this was so bad. Like, I cannot even believe that this is who I am as a person. We looked at our Apple statistics. Oh my gosh. It's really bad. Like, I'm embarrassed. Like, I'm literally about to throw my phone away at this point because I spend daily average 3 hours and 58 minutes. My total for last week was set 27 hours and 29 minutes. On social media, I spend 17 hours and 34 minutes. And I pick up my phone 1,700 times a day. Or 1,700 yeah. times a week. Like, that is ridiculous. I didn't even know they could track your pickups.
No, that's so crazy to me, too, because I had no idea they could do that either. When you mentioned, I was like, wait, there's a pickup section? Like, please. That I did not need to know this. And, like, I'm worse than you. I honestly am, like, shocked. I looked at your numbers, and I'm, like, actually kind of embarrassed. Because it's just, like, okay. So, my daily average was 4 hours and 31 minutes. My total was 31 hours and 40 minutes. My social media time was 20 hours and 49 minutes, which is basically 21 hours. And I picked up my phone 965 times, almost a 9,000. That would have been way too much.
Okay, well, I am 1,700. Like, am I just, like, I actually probably am just, like, holding my phone. Just so it won't leave my body. But, like, still, like... This is ridiculous. And
it's so bad. Like, okay, well, so the thing I was looking at is that you're on your phone less than I am, like, based on the hours, right? Like, I think I have more hours looking at my screen, which makes sense why I pick up my phone less, because I'm always staring at it. Like, that's the problem here. And the fact that, like, the total amount of time was based over a day, like, out of 7 days, I'm wasting one whole day and a few more hours on my phone.
So there's 24 hours in a day. You're spending a good day and a half on your phone total in a week. And I know this. Sad. I know this is not my worst. I know I have. Oh my gosh! I remember during quarantine at one point my thing went off and it was like, you're up 85% from last week, and I'm like, ooh, that is bad.
Yeah,
so I know this is not my worst, and I am scared to see what my worst is, like, total wise.
Yeah,
I really hope they don't come out on the new update like your total for a year, because that would be disturbing. Actually, it probably would be good for me to see, but I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that if I saw how much time I was wasting on my phone in a year, I'd be so mad at myself, because it's just like all this wasted time that I was just scrolling through social media when I could have probably spent more of that time, like, I don't know, doing things that I enjoyed, you know?
Yeah.
It's just so sad. I'm like, so when I saw this, I was just so disappointed in myself. Just like, how did I let it get this bad?
Literally. And then if you look at your pickups, it breaks it down for you. Mm-hmm. I pick up my phone to read messages 268 times and pick up my phone to go straight on Instagram 200 times.
Okay, wait.
That was in a week.
I didn't look at that. I'm going to go look at that right now. Hold on.
Like, if I picked up my phone as much, like, if I worked out as much as I picked up my phone, I would, like, be fit.
Yeah.
Like, I would be in the best shape ever. Like, this is ridiculous. Or just spent time with people as much as I look at my phone. Like.
Yeah, I'm looking at my pickups, and it says I picked up my phone for messages 361 times and Instagram 48 times.
Well, you're better than me. I'm 200, so.
Yeah.
I'm seriously disturbed. I'm really disturbed. Like, granted, I know this. I go on my phone all the time. I'm holding my phone right now. I'm on my phone. That is not going to change. I just wish I could, like, and I used to be so good about it, too. I used to put my phone away for a few days and not look at it and, like, be totally fine. But if I, like, don't have my phone near me, I get anxiety. Like, I get anxiety that I'm missing someone, or someone's trying to contact me, or, like, I'm not, like, it's almost like FOMO. Like, it's weird.
Totally.
Do you ever get like that?
Yes, all the time. I mean, I feel like the first thing I reach for when I wake up is my phone. And that's,
oh, like, it is my phone.
Yeah, and that's so sad. I mean, also, my mom, like, always calls me every morning to wake me up. And so, like, of course, it's the first thing I reach for because she's calling me. But, like, obviously, then I'm like, oh, I'm on my phone. And then I start scrolling. And it's just like you're down a rabbit hole. And you don't even realize that I just spent, like, 30 minutes extra in bed just looking at my phone for no reason.
Like, my internal alarm clock wakes me up at 7:30. I don't care what day of the week it is. I wake up at 7:30. And then I go on my phone to wake myself up. Like, I could be still, like, asleep where I could easily fall back asleep. I grab my phone in my sleep, and I open up Instagram, and I'm like, one eye closed, scrolling through, like, for an hour and a half, maybe, and I get out of bed at 9:30. That is not, like, that is the worst possible way to wake yourself up every morning. And then, what if you see something, like, you just don't want to see on Instagram, or, like, you're seeing negativity, then you're mm-hmm. starting your day out with that.
Yeah, like that's the crazy part, is, like, every time you open up Instagram, you don't, or, like, any social media app, like, you don't know what you're gonna see, right? So,
no, exactly.
It sets the tone for your day without you even realizing it, and that's also, like, very sad, because it's, like, instead of, like, you know, just, like, taking in the morning, like, checking out, like, what the weather is like outside, which is something so simple that can easily define your mood, right? Like, if it's rainy outside, exactly. you get a little sleepy. If it's sunny, you're super active. Like, I just feel like it's like, you know, whatever you start your day with, it sets the tone for your day.
And even just, like, and that's where I almost, I wish I could, like, throw my phone, like, across the room, or even put my phone, like, in my bathroom. And so, you know, okay, I wake up, and, you know, I easily wake up, and then I move to start my day, and then when I'm in the bathroom, I can look at my phone. It shouldn't be like, right when I wake up, I'm staring at my phone, mm-hmm. I'm going through Snapchat, I'm going through Instagram, I'm going through Twitter, I don't even have a Twitter, I'm going through Facebook, I'm going through TikTok, I'm going through Pinterest. Like, it shouldn't be like that. It should be like, wake up, have a good day, have your cup of coffee, and go.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be, let's look at my phone, and let's put myself in a bad mood. I don't know.
I actually envy, like, the, I guess, like, the 90s even, just because yes. they woke up, like, they didn't have, like, cell phones, like, so connected to everything around them. Like, it was just your simple, like, call, text, you know, that was it. There was no internet on their phone.
No, so exactly.
It's very easy for them to just start their day the way that they should start it. And yeah, very envious of that.
No, I'm extremely envious of that. And, like, ugh, I always say this. I don't think I could be a young adult, a teenager, a kid going through today's world with social media. I truly don't think I would survive it. And that is heartbreaking to say. But I hate social media. Like, I yeah. love it and I hate it. And it's a hard, hard thing. Like, I look at these kids, and I've talked to parents about this too, and I've made the joke, like, I wouldn't be able to do it. She's like, oh, my kids, like, they got social media when they were in, like, fourth grade. Imagine having an Instagram and you're in fourth grade and you're seeing all this negativity or this, you know, because there is some really ugly to social media.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and, like, I experience it, yeah.
Forget, like, even just the negativity. I mean, just think about, like, what they see on there. Like, I truly feel like even when I was, like, in fourth grade, at least I was still a kid, you know? Like, I feel like I would, you know, color my coloring books. Like, I don't know, like, simple things like this rather than scrolling through a phone at their age. And, like, I'm thinking about this, and they're still sponges, like, at this time, right?
Yeah.
So it's, like, what they see is, like, what they know. And I see kids, like, I'm meeting kids, or even if it's family or friends' kids, whatever it is, like, they know way more about things that I didn't even knew existed when I was, like, at their age. Like, if I were to really look back, even just, like, yeah. swear words, for example, right? Like, I was never allowed to swear. I mean, still, like, I think it's deeply rooted in me not to swear. But I think, like...
Meanwhile, I'm over here.
You know, it's just, like, I mean, I'm so appreciative of my parents for this, because they would always be, like, they, you know, I would get in trouble if I swore or anything like that, and I think it just allows me to have, I guess, better language in a way. But it's just, to me, knowing that these kids, like, know what these words mean, like, at their age, I definitely didn't even know the word existed, you know?
Yeah. It's just, no, and I agree.
It's just crazy. And that's just one aspect of what they're seeing, you know?
Well, like you said, their brains are sponges. And, like, we, first of all, your brain doesn't, and I really should know this being a science major, your brain is not fully developed until you're, I want to say 30. So in your 20s, you're still developing.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's somewhere in your 20s your brain is done developing, and then boys are a little later. But for females, your brain is still developing. So even us as adults, young adults, we're still absorbing this information. Mm-hmm. We're still figuring out. We're still coming into our own. A child, and I'm going to call them children because they are young. Yeah. I consider anyone under the age of 18 a child.
Agreed.
So these children are seeing body dysmorphia. That is one of them. Negativity, trolls.
Yeah.
They're seeing
nudity.
Not that that's even like an issue, but just when I was in fourth grade, I don't think I even knew what a naked body looked like.
Yeah.
I didn't know what. Yeah, exactly. So, and what I was worried about is what color water bottle I was going to get at summer camp, or what what I was going to order off the kids' menu, or what time Dragon Tales was coming on.
Agreed.
PBS. Right. That is what I was concerned about. I wasn't concerned about, like, being a kid and being afraid of what your body looks like. Being... Yeah. Not that that's happening when you're in fourth grade, but in middle school.
Yeah.
That's when you're coming into your own. That just, it blows, it like really just blows my mind. Like, you know, and every parent, you know, do what you will. And when I'm a parent, I don't know how I'm going to feel about this. And like, I don't know if I'm going to give my kid an iPad when they're young. I don't know when they're going to get a cell phone. That's going to come when it comes. Mm-hmm. But I just could not imagine being a kid in today's age. Like, I give them so much credit. Like, you have to have thick skin and like,
it's like if the bully field, I mean, just think mm-hmm. about it, like you when we were in school, like the bullies in our school were literally kids we grew up with, kids that knew us from when we were, you know, like little toddlers, right? And now it's like these bullies don't just stop at school or even just like at home with their chatting online, like it goes across social media, and it's this whole world. Like, there could be people bullying your kids that are like, I don't know, in like Germany,
like a 30-year-old adult.
Exactly.
Yeah, like a grown man could be mm-hmm. bullying your kid, and that's one that is sad within itself. It's just, oh, and like a good example of this is like Charli D'Amelio. Everyone knows her. If you don't, mm-hmm. She got famous overnight on TikTok. She's the most followed person on TikTok, and like, it's insane. When she was 15 years old, grown people were commenting about her body, about what she looked like, you know, and she's 15 years old. Like, that shouldn't happen at all. In no way, shape, or form should somewhat grown be commenting on your body. She's 15 years old. She hasn't fully developed yet in any shortest shape or form.
Yeah. I mean, like, that is really scary to think about. And she's not the only one, you know? Like, there are so many kids that are, you know, out on TikTok or Instagram that are her age or even younger and are just being, like, put in the limelight for, you know, like, reasons they really shouldn't be put in the limelight for at this age, you know? Like, I don't know. It really, truly scares me, like, once we get a little older, have kids. Like, I'm scared to raise kids in this kind of world because they really, like, I feel like I have to get thicker skin for them, too, you know?
Yeah. And I actually, you know, when we were researching this, I found a couple articles because I was like, you know what, I want to see, like, statistics. I want to see what studies have found and if it's, you know, actually, like, a really serious thing. And on PubMed, which is a scientific database, mm-hmm. They did, several scientists, you know, found, did research, and they said, in quotes, several studies have indicated that the prolonged use of social networking sites such as Facebook or Instagram may be related to signs and symptoms of depression. In addition, some authors have indicated that certain social networking sites activities may be associated with low self-esteem, especially in children and adolescents. You can look at social media at any age and go, this is not good for our health, our mental health, our physical health, anything.
It's such a serious of an issue that I feel like people don't talk about enough. You know, people don't actually share their personal experiences either about this, because they just think that, it's like reading the newspaper now, you know, or it's part of our everyday lives. And we don't realize how badly it actually affects us until, you know, we kind of start having a conversation about it.
No, and then going back, so I look at Instagram, or I pick up my phone to go on Instagram, whether that's maybe scrolling or just checking anything, likes, you know, 200 times a total in a week. Yeah. In those 200 times, I'm being influenced. I'm looking at blah, blah, blah's photo, and I'm going in my head, and I know I do this, and I'm going to say this. I'm looking at it, and I'm either going, God, my life is so boring. I have the worst life, blah, 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 blah. Even if, you know I don't, I say that in my head. Or I'm being very mean, and I'm being like zooming in on the person's photo and being like, did they edit this? Did they do this? Like, oh. But then when I post a photo, I'm like, oh my gosh, is someone zooming in on my photo and being like, she looks ugly, like her face is ugly, like look at her legs, look at her arms, like she's not pretty, like, oh, she got so ugly, like some, like I'm going through every scenario in my head too. So it's really, and so one, in one way, I'm being really negative towards someone, and then another way, I'm being negative towards myself.
Yep.
That is not healthy.
It's at really all. A double-edged sword. Like, literally, exactly. It's so scary. I mean, and I feel exactly the same way that you feel. Like, every time I look on social media, I'm looking at people, like, even just, like, friends or friends of friends, and, like, how much fun they're having, where they're traveling to, and just, like, feeling, like, sorry for myself that, like, oh, man, like, I'm not at that level yet of, like, career development so that I can afford to go on these, like, trips with people. Or, you know, like, even just, like, recently, like, I've been seeing, and I really love this, but people are posting the what you see and then what you don't see kind of thing on social media. So you see people posting really, like, the really, I guess, hot picture of them, right? And then right next to it, they're making a collage where it's, like, the different angle. Like, in a different angle, they don't look as perfect as they do in the first image. And I think that's really, really great that I'm seeing that, just because I think it's so important for people to see it. It's so important for people to actually realize that not everyone looks the way that they're portraying themselves on social media.
No, and not everyone is who they... Social media is a false facade of whatever. Yeah. No one is who they are on social media. You know, girls, they take 1,000 photos of themselves, maybe to get one that looks good. Trust me, I know. I've done it. My camera roll is filled right now with just, like, photos from, you know, this weekend, or photos of me and my boyfriend. Like, 1,000 were taken to get that one photo that I posted on Instagram for me to criticize myself on, and probably people are judging me based on the photo, too. Yeah. So it's nothing is as it seems. And I actually was, when doing this research, too, I was, like, trying to find different articles, and someone said, like, let me try and think. Oh, it was like, you know, when someone posts a photo of them on vacation, like you said, you're like, well, do I have any friends? Am I a loser? Why am I not on vacation? Like, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough this. Like, am I not good enough? Like, why am I not on vacation? But then you're like, they're on vacation. Why am I, you know, like, I shouldn't be, like, criticizing them on vacation.
Yeah.
Like, it's this crazy mental, like, it's a mental game. Like,
yeah, like, why can't we be excited for the person rather than... why aren't I? Like, you know, we're constantly comparing our lives to each other's lives when we don't even actually know what's going on in their lives.
No, and no one, and I'm going to say this to whoever's listening, no one is above this. Like, everyone does this. I don't care who you are. You have done it sometime in your life. Like what we're saying, you have criticized yourself. You have been afraid, or you have criticized someone else, or you've judged someone else, or you have gone through this mental tug of war with social media. Everyone has.
Yep.
Like, I have this conversation all the time with people, and it sucks, social media, but social media is a part of us. Like, it's not going to go away. Just because all this stuff is happening and, you know, people are noticing it with their mental health, because it's been around for, what, a decade now? It's so it's been there. It's not going to go away ever. So we kind of have to learn how to cope with this stuff. And
I mean, like what you were saying, think about it, like, for pretty much half our lives, we grew up with social media, right? Like, we were the generation that social media came about. We were the ones that actually grew up with it. And I think it's so crazy because, like, I was in high school when, like, Snapchat, Instagram,
I was saying,
like, Facebook, all these, like, social media networking websites came out at that time, which was such a crucial time in our lives. So it's just, it's so crazy to think that I wonder how my life would have been had I not had social media growing up, had I not had this constant, oh, like, did I share this photo with all my friends? I need everyone to see that I did this, you know?
Exactly. No, and I was actually texting my friend who gives up social media on a regular basis. She calls it her social media cleanse. And she texted me, and we were just talking back and forth, and she was like, I wish social media never happened. I was like, I remember when Instagram and Snapchat came out. I remember exactly where I was. I remember the first photo I posted. I remember I was sitting on a bench at school, and my friend turned to me like, oh, did you download Snapchat yet? And I was like, no. Like, I was like, I'm not downloading this app. And eventually, of course, I did download it. But, like, I remember that was junior year of high school. So it's just crazy in my mind. It's just absolutely insane how much it has taken a turn. Mm-hmm. Like, where we're so concerned about likes. And my friend was like, I remember in college, I would delete my photo if it did not get enough likes within the first hour. And I've done that. I know tons of people who have done that, mm-hmm. who still do that to this day. Their photo does not get enough likes, they'll delete it, and they'll repost it hours later. Yeah. Everyone does it.
I've seen it so many times, too, where I've liked a photo, and then, you know how, like, on Instagram, when you like mm-hmm. something, it doesn't show up on your feed again, right? So I've noticed pictures where I'm like, wait, I already liked this picture though, like, how is it on my account again? And then I realized, like, oh, I guess maybe they reposted it, or maybe there was a glitch, and, like, I didn't realize that this is actually I've never actually reposted pictures because I didn't think to do that. I don't know, I just, like, when it comes to, like, social media,
I have
I don't know, I've never thought about it in, like, a malicious way, I guess, of, like, oh, I didn't get enough picture, like, likes on this. Like, I just, so personally, my experience with social media, and I think this is, like, something I've talked to you about too, is just, like, I don't want to be rude, but Indians are kind of judgmental, okay? We've always, it's in our blood, we've always been this way, and I think the reason I am the way I am about social media, not posting all the time, and even just thinking about what I'm posting, is because I'm always thinking, oh, what is this person going to think if I post this picture of my group of friends, and she's not in it, or they're not in it, or how is, like, my family member even going to see this picture? Like, am I showing too much skin? Am I, you know what I'm, like, it's this constant judgment that I think I grew up with, and I hate it, but it's just something I've dealt with and grown up with, so I've just always only posted pictures after thinking about it 100 times. Like, I will literally look at a picture and be like, should I post it? Should I not post it? Should I post it? And I literally will take weeks. It'll be, you know, it'll be a Christmas picture and I'm posting it, I don't know, in February. Because I finally decided, oh, I should post this picture on my social media. It's so sad that I feel that way, though. You know, like, and I think it's just crazy that we constantly are putting ourselves in this filter, like, we're trying to filter everything people see, when we really just should be raw with everyone and just say, like, yeah, this is what's happening in my life. Like, you know.
No, and I agree. And I've definitely done the same. I have so many cute photos. And I've looked back and I've been like, why didn't I post this? Well, now it's like 3 years too late. Definitely yes. cannot post it. But like, I've like looked at them and I've been like, why didn't I post this? And I was like, because I went through a mental battle in my head for 6 months and then decided, ooh, it's too late now. Can't post yep. this. And mm. it's just crazy. I don't know. And so now, and I love, 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 and not everyone's Instagram has this, they've gotten rid of likes. Some people have it, some people don't. Mm. I literally tried to re-download Instagram just so I wouldn't be able to see likes. Still have not gotten the update. Instagram, please update my phone. I don't want to see the number of likes I have. I don't want to see the number of likes other people have.
Yeah.
Like, please. Like, and I think that is the best thing ever. Like, my friend has it. And I was like, I need this. I need this today. I was like, I need to see. Like, I don't want to see any of this. And it's nice to see because you just see, like, you see a name and it goes, and others, like, this photo. But you don't see a number. So, yeah, you see, like, maybe one person that you know liked it, but you don't see, you know, everyone. You can't click on it and you can't see who all liked it. Which is, I think, amazing. I think that is the best idea ever.
Well, so I'm confused because I see that. Like, I see blank and others, but I know how many people have liked my picture. Is it, like, limiting you from seeing your own picture, too? Like, how many likes are her, on your own picture?
Hers, when I went on her profile, she couldn't see the number of likes. Maybe I really didn't look into it. I was also tipsy, so I might have been a little confused there. So do not quote me on that. But
no, I mean, honestly, though, like, if Instagram does want to come up with something like this, I'm all for it. Like, it really shouldn't be how many likes you get on a picture. Maybe just instead of putting the number, like, block the number from everyone, but just say, like, oh, like, your friends saw this picture or, like, acknowledged this picture for whatever reason.
I don't know if I could see my friends saw this and didn't like it. I think there's, like, a, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, so say, like, you posted a photo and I saw it, but I didn't like it. You would probably be like, Madison, what the heck? Like, yeah. Like it. Please. Yeah.
I know, right? I mean, I feel like that's what's so crazy is, like, when you look at it and you're just like, wait, why didn't this person like my photo? Like, they're my best friend. Like, why aren't they liking this? Are they too busy? What's going on? And really, truly, maybe something is going on in their life at the time and they just didn't go on social media. And I think that's so crazy that we're quick to just assume people are just, they don't care, they don't like your photo, when in actuality they may actually be going through something, you know.
No, and like it's actually really funny you say that. Like, my best friend from college, like, I guess she really hasn't been liking my photos. All of a sudden I got like 10 notifications that she went through my Instagram and liked all my photos. But that, hey, that's a good friend. At least she went back. I mean, not that I noticed it before, but like, yeah, you know, I was laughing. I was like, oh my gosh, are you joking?
I mean, and that just in a good smile way. In your face, because then you're just like, oh, you were like thinking about me, like, and that, honestly, that's a great thing too, because it's a conversation starter. Like, oh, hey, you liked all my pictures, and then you think to reach out to them and be like, what's
exactly
up? How's life? Like, if you hadn't talked to them recently, you know.
No, exactly.
And
I mean, yeah.
It's just, like, crazy. And I also kind of just wanted to mention, too, like, just disconnecting from social media. Like, I mm-hmm. think if you've disconnected from social media, I'm truly jealous of you. Like, I have friends that have disconnected. Same. And, like, for example, like, and, you know, my boyfriend, he got off Instagram for his boards, for his, like, exams, and hasn't been on since, which I think is so amazing because he's always like, oh, yeah, I have no idea what's going on with this person. Why? What did they post? And I'm, like, texting him, like, oh, my God, did you hear this person got engaged? You know, just, like, simple things. Yeah. But he's just like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I'll reach out to them. And then in my head, I'm like, I just like their photo, right? Like, and I just maybe commented on it, like, congrats. And he's just like, oh, hey, like, reached out to them, texted them, like, heard about this, congrats, like, you know?
It's, which I think that means more, you know? Yeah. Like, you think, yeah. Sometimes people really think, does. Like, liking a photo means that you reached out to that person. You've done your due diligence and you're good. But no, it's you take the extra step, you pull up your messages and you send them a text or you write them a letter or you give them a phone call. Like, it's not, likes are a way of communication at all.
Agreed. And so when he started doing this, obviously, I'm like, wow, like, I'm so jealous of you right now, because even with everything going on, it's just like your whole feed is just filled with either super negative things or super positive things, and you just constantly feel this pressure and this weight on your shoulders that, like, oh, I'm not doing enough, or, oh, I should post more, or, oh, like, this friend is going, like, I didn't even know, like, they're going through this, and
yeah, it's like, it's a roller coaster of emotions with social media. Yeah,
and I've seen, like, even looking at him, like, just from, like, the 2 to 3 months that he's been off of it, it's, he's just so much more, like, in the moment. Like, he's actually enjoying the time he's spending with friends. He doesn't think twice about who to hit up, who to hang out with. Like, he doesn't just, like, see on social media, like, oh, this person's clearly busy today, like, they posted this story that they're doing this, so I'm not gonna hit them up, you know? Like, he doesn't think about yeah. that. He just hits everyone up and sees who's free, and, like, he'll do, like, he's doing more, like, just self-growth things in terms of, like, learning how to build something, and just, honestly, like, it's so amazing to see how he's changed in a, like, very positive way, and he feels it too, and he's just like, honestly, if I don't ever go back to Instagram, I'm fine with it. Like, he's totally like, I don't need it. I realize I don't need it.
No, I am so jealous of anyone that does not have social media or Snap. Like, I have one friend that fully has never had any social media except Snapchat, and I'm pretty sure she deleted her Snapchat too, like, at this point. Like, yeah. She, and the amount of stress that she doesn't have to face or worry about because she isn't on social media, like, I am so jealous. And then it makes it even, like, sweeter. Like, you know, if you reach out to her about something, then, like, you know, it's a fresh perspective, or it's a, you know, or she reaches out to you, it's not that she heard it through social media. She heard it because she cares.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of, which is what you're saying about, like, your boyfriend, Ayush. And, like, oh, my gosh, I could go on for days about this. But someone a long time ago, one of my friends that I follow posted, like, it was, like, Father's Day or Mother's Day. And it was, like, just because I don't post a photo on my Mother's Day doesn't mean I don't love her. Like, or just because I don't post a photo of my mother on her birthday, like, doesn't mean I don't love her. Like, which is true. And I started to think about that, like, which is why I kind of stopped posting, like, photos on, like, those certain types of days. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, just because I don't post a photo doesn't mean I don't love my parents, or it doesn't mean I'm not spending the day with them or doing something with them. Like, on my dad's birthday, like, I baked him a cake. Like, we celebrated all day. Like, we did a family outing. I didn't post a single thing. You know, he doesn't have social media. My parents really don't have social media. Why am I going to wish a empty world happy birthday, happy Mother's right? Day? Who doesn't have this platform? They're not going to see it. They don't care.
Exact. I literally think about the exact same thing, and I see everyone posting, and no judgment. If you want to post on your social media, like, hey, like, happy birthday to my mom, or blah, 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 like, go for it. But in my head, I'm just like, wait, is your parents actually going to see this post, or are you just going to, like, keep it to yourself? Because I feel like my mom would actually appreciate, like, an actual, like, maybe picture and a card and giving it to her and writing out all those emotions on a card rather than writing all my emotions on social media where she may not even see it, you know?
And, like, instead of wishing my friends happy birthday, and I've started doing this, instead of wishing them happy birthday on social media, I write them a handwritten birthday card and I mail it to them. I think that is so much more special than getting a photo put on your story. Yes. That's just my opinion. But it's really interesting to think about it from that way. Like, is your, you know, 92-year-old grandma that doesn't have social media really going to appreciate that post you posted?
Agree.
You know?
And no, and you're so good about this. And I actually love this. I think you're, like, the first person that's actually sent me a card, and I loved it. Like, you sent like me and our friends at NYU just all this, like, these letters that were these cute, I don't even know what they were, but mine was like a Sabrina the Teenage Witch themed card.
Yes.
And I loved it. It was so perfect because I, you know, I love that show, and you actually, like, personalized all our cards on what we're about, and you taking that time out of your day to do it, it just meant so much more to me than you just being like texting me like, hey, how's it going? Like,
yeah.
And so I love that, and I think you should don't stop doing that, because you really are brightening everybody's day just by, like, anyone you send a letter to, I know for a fact, and they will, like, I don't think anyone will deny it, but they will be so happy to get a card in the mail and a handwritten note just, like, saying hi. Like, even if it's a hi.
I love handwritten cards. I love love letters. I write my parents when I'm in New York. I was raised that way. Like, that is just, my mom always told me, like, a handwritten card goes so far. And I take the time, and I think it's so much more personal than, you know, sometimes just shooting a text. And, like, my friends and I always joke, like, everyone loves some snail mail. Like, it takes forever to get to you, but when you get to open something in the mail that you know is from your friend, it's like, I think that's so special.
Like, it's also, like, tangible, you know? Like, yeah. A text is on your phone.
You can keep that card, and you can look at it. Like, I save all my cards I get from everyone. I have stacks and stacks of cards, and I, you know, sometimes I'll read through them again. I'll be like, oh my God. Like, this is so sweet. And Anthony and I write each other cards all the time. Like, that's our, like, love letters to each other. And, like,
yeah.
We've kept every single one, and it's just special.
Definitely. You know? Aisha and I do the same, I think, for any, mm-hmm. like, monumental thing. I definitely started it because I love doing it. But then now he's, like, caught on because he's like, yeah, actually, it's really nice to just look back on these letters and just think about what we were going through during that time, you know? It's, like, mm-hmm. crazy to see how much of your memories can be saved in just, like, a handwritten note. I don't know. It's just crazy. So.
Yeah. So, like, do you think you could actually disconnect from social media? Now that we're talking about cards and, like, you know, taking the time, but, like, do you actually think you could sit down and maybe not go on your phone? I wouldn't say go on your phone for a week, but maybe not go on social media for a week. Do you think you could do it?
Honestly, yes, because I feel like I've done it, especially, and this is, mm-hmm. like, why I love traveling, because I feel like when you go, like, when you, like, for example, if you go to Mexico, or if you go to, like, if I, like, when I went to India, like, back in the day, like, I...
Oh, yeah, your phone doesn't work.
Your phone doesn't work. The only thing you can use is literally your camera, which I love, and even just, like, if you're on the internet, you can somehow connect to people, but... It's so relieving to know that you're just enjoying the moment and taking in the vacation. Like, that's why I love traveling, actually, just because mm-hmm. it can kind of force you to disconnect, whether you realize it or not. But
yeah.
I know, so doing that, I know I can disconnect if I really needed to, and I've done it, and I've, you know, when it comes down to finals week and school, like, yeah. I definitely just, like, turn off notifications from all my social media so I don't get distracted by it. But I kind of want to make it a more habitual thing, or if there's a way where, and maybe we should copyright this idea, but if there's...
Well, don't say it.
Well, I mean, I kind of want to. I don't know.
No, you can say it.
So if there's a way that you can time how much time you want to spend on a social media app and that it locks you out the minute you cross over your time limit, does that make sense? Like, say on my phone, I only want to spend an hour on Instagram daily. And then the second you hit your hour limit, it just immediately kicks you out and you're not able to log back in. Like, I would love that. I would honestly be so grateful for something limiting me like that, just so I know to take a break when I...
And I definitely, yeah. Because I remember in high school, right when... What was it? Oh, Tumblr. I was obsessed with Tumblr, and I would go on Tumblr so much. Like, I think Tumblr was my Instagram back in high school. And someone told me, because it was, like, for studying for exams, she's like, there's a way to block it, and your parents can type in a password, and then, like, once you're done, or you can set, like, an hour, like, 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, but my friend that I actually asked her, because she does the social media cleanse, and I was like, tell me, like, what were your thoughts on it? And she said, and quote, I read somewhere that to compare is the root of all evil, which is really dramatic, but I think there's a lot of truth to that. Mindless scrolling is not a useful hobby. I wanted to enjoy more, do more things that I enjoyed. So I turned off all notifications and gave myself a screen time limit. I genuinely liked it. I would check Snap maybe once in a while, but that's about it. She said, Instagram was really bad for me. I had to get off.
I mean, I agree. I think comparing yourself to others overall is just very exhausting. Whether you're doing it on social media, whether you're doing it in person, just doing that constant comparison, like, every person is their own individual being. Like, I like what I like. You don't like the same things that I like. And so to compare ourselves, it's, you're doing yourself an injustice. And it's just, it's stress. It's tiring. It's stressful.
It's exhausting. It's really mentally, physically exhausting. Like, even having this conversation, not that this conversation is exhausting, but I'm a little exhausted. Like, it's hard to compare yourself to others 24/7, and we do it. Everyone does it. Mm-hmm. You're not above it. You do it. I do it. I see someone walking on the street, and I'm like, ooh, why can't I look like that? And then my friend's like, but you're beautiful. And I'm like, really, am I? I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's always a constant struggle, and, like, I wish I could set a time limit. And, you know, like what you said, like, I wish there was an app that would lock you out. But, like, I know me, and I know that's going to be so hard for me to do. And, like, again, it's this give and take, like, with social media. And
so,
like,
do you really, so you don't think you could disconnect yourself, is what you're saying?
So, when we were talking about this, and, you know, we brought up this topic, I, like, thought about it in my head. I said, have I ever given myself a break? The other night, I was in the bath, having, you know, me time, and I found myself on my phone, and I had my laptop in front of me. I was in the bath. First of all, those are electronics. This should be nowhere near the bathtub. Yeah. I had to stop and go, what am I doing? Like, this should be, like, time for me to bring my book, read, et cetera, so forth. Or, like, if I'm reading a book, I'll have my phone right next to me. So, I should take a step back more, and I really wish I could. I think it's going to be harder for me than I say. And, you know, I want to be honest. I truly don't think I could, like, take a step back. Because taking step, you need to be really in control of yourself with that situation. And I just don't feel like I would have enough control to, like, fully disconnect.
I feel like
I'm so mindless about going on social media, too.
Which makes sense. But I think you're selling yourself short. Like, I really do think that if you, it's going to be hard initially. And I again, like, I'm a little bit different with social media. I definitely don't spend all my time on there just because I know how much it affects me. So I've trained myself to just limit myself. But I think when you start, it's always difficult. It's always going to be a little like, oh, but I miss this. Like, or, oh man, like, I miss that person's picture. Like, I shouldn't be off of social media as much. But you truly then realize, like, wait, nothing happened though with me missing a post or missing my friend's post. Like, nothing happened. It's not like we're not friends anymore just because I missed it. So you do begin to realize, like, what actually matters, and I think that's why I think you can do it. I think it just will take time.
I mean, I'm really selling myself short. I definitely could do it, and I'm gonna try. I'm really gonna try and get off Instagram and kind of be more present, which I'm good about it sometimes, so I don't want to make myself sound like I'm this person that's literally staring at my screen 24/7.
Yeah.
I'm good and about it. And I'm not. When it comes time, like, when I study, my phone is across the room. Like, I do not have it near me. But my text messages are on my computer. So it's like, if you need to reach me, I'm here still. But it's...
Right. It's but just, at least you're not getting your notifications from, like, Instagram or Snapchat.
And I actually don't have any notifications coming on my phone except FaceTime and my messages and, like, alerts, calendar, you know, the necessary things. I have never, ever, ever, ever... And I can say this 100% have ever had Snapchat or Instagram notifications on my phone.
That's actually pretty awesome. And I think...
And I, yeah.
Like, I think I should do that. Like, I probably should do that because there's so many times where I think the only reason I even opened Instagram in the first place is because I got a notification.
Yep.
So...
And, like, so that's, like, if I post a photo, you know what? I turn off... Lock my phone, I won't look at it for a couple hours. So, like, if I don't respond to you, it's not because I'm ignoring you. I'm just, you know, socially anxious and put my phone away. Which, that's not a good thing either, because I'm literally anxious about posting a photo.
Right.
But it's still good that I don't get this. And then when I open Snapchat, someone Snapchats me, I'm like, oh, this is a surprise. I didn't know this. I didn't open my Snapchat for blah, blah, blah hours.
Right.
Wish I could say it was days, but it's not, so...
I mean, I think it'll take time, but I think we'll get there. Because I want to do this, too. So we should, like, do this together, especially. Like, I think it'll help.
And I think, and I really do think, like, we all need to realize that social media is not mandatory. It's not, and I need to realize this, too. You need to realize this. Everyone needs to realize this. Like, it's not going to actually show what's going on in real life. And we mentioned that earlier. Social media is a facade. You know, girls took that photo 1,000 times to get one shot. And it's... You know, mindlessly scrolling isn't helpful at all. It doesn't, you know, that's not going to reward you. Half the time it's going to cause you anxiety. So, like, taking a little break, there's really nothing wrong with that. And I need to, you know, like, these, I need to practice what I preach. So,
yeah. Definitely. No, I think that is so important, what you said, is that social media is not mandatory. I think sometimes we forget that we like, feel like, oh, we have to be on there. Like, how else am I gonna stay connected to my friends? Like, no, that's not true. There are so many other ways to stay connected. Pick up the phone and call them, or
write them a letter.
Yes. Like, there are so many other ways to stay connected, and I think that is the biggest, I guess, the biggest lie that is out there right now, is that you have to be on social media to stay relevant. Like, no, that's not true. There's so many other ways to stay relevant, and you need to just figure out what works for you.
And another thing is, you know, I see it all the time, and I do it all the time. You comment on someone's post, miss you, exclamation, heart, 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 heart.
Yep.
If you miss them, call them, text them, write them a letter. Like...
I agree. I am guilty. I do it all the time. And it's like, I feel like it's coming from a good place, but it's also like, this is just how I think about it, but people who I've kind of been a little bit disconnected with, where I haven't hung out with in a while, I haven't, like, you know, call them or talk to them or seen them in person. And so I feel like social media is like that little bridge where I can reach out to people that I haven't talked to in a while. But really, I think that goes without, like, it's just, there's no meaning to it just doing it on social media. I think it really means more if you actually text the person or maybe even call them or for whatever. Like, that is something I personally am now realizing, talking to you about it, is that that's something I should change. I shouldn't just reach out to people on social media.
And we're all guilty of it again. We're no saints. We are. We do it. I do it. Oh my gosh, I do it. Yeah. Like, I'm queen of miss you, heart, heart. Ooh, you look so gorgeous. Love you. Like, I'm so jealous. Blah, 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 blah. But, like, you need to reach out to people, and that's just a, you know, give and take with life. And it's really, I mean, it's hard to sometimes do that, but I don't know. I think we both need to be, like, mindful of it.
Agreed. So. And I think we'll get there, and I think that this is the first step to get there, is talking about it. And so I think, I really feel like we're really, I love that we're talking about this. Like, I was so excited to talk about social media, because I don't think we talk about it enough. I really feel like everyone is, instead of having the conversation of like, oh, like this, I feel anxious going on social media, we're always saying like, hey, how do I look in this picture? Do I look, you know, fat? Do I look skinny? Do I look ugly? Like, why are these words even coming out of our mouth?
And I've done that. I've sent thousands of photos to friends and been like, do I look ugly? Like, do I look okay? Like, I'm scared to post this. Like, do I look weird? And, like, one of my friends is like, I stopped caring what people think about me. Like, you just need to post it. If it makes you happy, do it. And someone, you know what, we'll wrap this up eventually, but I could go on for days about this topic, because it is so interesting, and it's something we all can relate to. Yes. But,
and I feel like we're going to probably have, like, a part two of this, because we'll definitely have a part two. Much to talk about.
But one of my good friends that I actually went to college with, at Josie Santi, she is super positive on social media, so if you don't follow her, check her out. And I actually reached out to her about her thoughts on social media, and I'm just going to quote some right now, and we're going to post some of them on our Instagram, so check us out at The Ladylike Chatter. But she said, 1, people say you're the sum of the 5 people you're with the most, but I always say that you're the sum of the 5 people you follow. Defollow or mute every single account that does not inspire or encourage you. We often compare ourselves to others or spend wasted time scrolling through Instagram stories. So for social media, make it better for you than worse. Pick 5 to 10 accounts whose content inspires you, and then mute every other account so you're not regularly consuming them. 2, don't look at Instagram first thing in the morning, which we literally just said we need to stop doing. I know it's such a basic tip, but it's the first thing you do is catch up on other people's lives. You're literally training your brain to live in a state of constant FOMO. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, is that not, like, that's like that's literally how I feel.
Every day. I start every day feeling that way.
Yeah. 3, she says, don't comment criticism unless it's genuine, constructive, or kind. Being mean online, this is a quote from her, I've seen trolls, I've seen negative comments over many years. Any form of negativity shows the commenter's wounds, not my faults. Negativity does way more harm for the person writing the comment than the person reading it. That is, like, I mean, like we said, you know, people targeting people for no reason.
Yep. Yeah, we talked about the trolls, the bullies.
We talked about the trolls. And then 4, actually be social. Instead of focusing on the engagement you're receiving, the number of likes, followers will never feel like enough. Focus on the amount you're engaging with others. Comment a compliment when you appreciate something always, and reach out to those who inspire you or connect to make new friends. Not only will this help your social media become more popular, but you're literally training your brain to be more positive too. She says, I practice these things on a consistent basis. I never feel like the need to take a break from social media. I use it to bring me more energy and positivity instead of draining me.
Yeah, and I think that, like, that's amazing. The fact that she found a way that instead of, like, taking in the negativity from the social media, she converted it to something positive and something that actually inspired her to start her day. And that's, like, why I love, like, even just at the Lady Like Chatter, our Instagram profile is just very positive, and we want to keep doing that. We want to be very inspiring and positive to everyone looking at our profile rather than seeing, like, anything negative, whether it's just complaining about the weather. Like, we want to be positive for everyone listening and watching our profiles. Like, I don't know.
Social media. And so, again, I'm going to reiterate this. Social media is a difficult thing. It's a tricky thing. We all do it. We're all on it. I don't care who you are. You're on it. Mm-hmm. Everyone has an Instagram, except for those lucky few.
Yeah. So jealous of you guys.
I'm literally laughing. But, like, it's just, we all need to practice it. We all need to be, you know, be kind to others, you know, take a moment to disconnect. I'm going to take a moment. I think this weekend I'm going to actually put my phone away. I'm going to try it, you know, and spend time with the people who love me and who I love. And I'm going to reach out to also people that I haven't talked to in a while and just check in on them. Just doing some mindless thinking. Definitely. And being more aware.
Same. I think I want to definitely do the same, and I really want to just disconnect. And also, I really want to try out the Olivia Coppola challenge that we talked about.
Which is what we're branding it as. I don't know if it is.
I know. I don't think it there's probably some person who actually inspired her to do this, but if you are the original person or you know what that is from, like, we love the positivity. Like,
let us know.
So let us know, because maybe, you know, if it's a book, we'll read it, right? So,
exactly.
Wake up, instead of looking at your phone, why don't you write down, like, 1 to 10 things about something that's on your mind, what you have to do, something positive that happened, something negative that happened, something you want to change, something, just anything. Just focus on yourself, rather than focusing on others once, like, every day for the next 7, 6 days, 8 days.
Yeah, next week. We'll give it a week. You know, y'all can start on Wednesday. We'll start today.
Yeah.
But, you know, and right when you wake up, like you said, don't check your phone. Put your phone on Do Not Disturb. Yep. Set a goal from 8 o'clock at night to 8 a.m. in the morning. I'm not going to look at my phone. Like, just, you know, be more aware. Tuck it away for a few hours. You know, give it to someone, boyfriend, girlfriend. Just be like, here, take my phone. I don't want to look at it.
Yeah. Do what works for you.
Yeah. Don't force yourself to go. Like, I'm definitely, you know, I'm going to take a step back from Instagram. I'm fully not going to cut it out of my life. Yep. But I'm going to, you know, tone it down a little. Hopefully my numbers will be lower next week. we will see. Yeah. But, yeah, so, again, not, I can't, I feel like I can't even say this, Aganja. I was going to say follow us on social media, but you know what? Don't follow us on social media. But we do actually want to hear from you, so send us an email. It's in the link in our bio, or DM us any topics you want us to talk about here on the TLC. Leave us a review or just send us a text if you know us. Kind words appreciated. Criticism is appreciated. We already have a few topics to come in from others, and we're so excited to talk about them. And so next week, we're talking about random acts of kindness. So again, we'd love to hear your real stories. So email us, DM us, text us, write us in the mail, you know, whatever you want to do.
But yeah. And like, everything is also kept anonymously. So if you're not comfortable sharing names or anything like that, we will not talk about, like, say your name or do any of that to kind of expose you.
We'll scribble out names, too. Yeah.
We will keep it private as long as you want it that way. And we are really excited to hear your stories. So, send us a message.
So thank you for listening to the TLC. We drop new episodes. We drop new episodes every week on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We can't wait to chat with you next week. All right. Bye.